Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold behind the glass. Great opening segment there, talking a lot of Steelers. Going to switch gears and talk a little Pirates here, and sort of a something I've been thinking about recently. First, though, the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our six pack is brought to you by Bet365. Love it. All right, let's get into some stuff because I have an opinion on the Pirates, and this isn't a defense of them. This is the usual disclaimer that this is trying to deal in reality and trying to meet the team where it is, meet fans that want to see winning baseball where they are, try to, again, bring up things that did happen that can be true. The following exercise will require you to not be upset for a few minutes. Just hear me out. And again, I'm not saying anybody shouldn't be upset. I'm not saying they haven't done things to irritate people, and there's certainly reason to doubt. But we move on. Last season, they were 56-54 through 100 games. I would argue that's a fairly representative sample size. Gives you a pretty good snapshot of what they have. This season, they will return every player, every significant player from that team. Let's say it that way. Meaning they will only lose one player who had a wins above replacement figure, according to Baseball Reference, BWAR, I'll reference it that way, of more than 0.9. That was Luis Ortiz at 3.0, traded obviously for Spencer Horwitz and traded along with two minor league pitchers for Spencer Horwitz. Don't love the trade, not the point. Point is that a lot of those guys who contributed to a team that went 56-54 over 100 games are coming back. They also did not play fundamental baseball well enough. Fair. Their offense was not good enough. Did not consistently produce enough runs. They made changes to that second one, hired a new hitting coach. We'll see. They had a 10-game losing streak that was made up of all kinds of things. Late-game decisions, poor performance by the bullpen, mishandling of games, whatever. Ran the gamut. So let's step back and think about that a little bit. You're telling me Paul Skenes is going to be around for the entire season. Okay, Brian Reynolds will be here. O'Neill Cruz will be here. Joey Bart will be here. Mitch Keller and Jared Jones. All with the BWAR of 1.8 or above, topped out by Skenes at 5.9. And remember, a full season of Skenes. Also a full season of Jared Jones. Theoretically, he was injured. O'Neill Cruz at 2.5 BWAR intrigues me. I think that number is low. Could be low compared to what he could do. He's been somewhat of an incomplete product. I'm not making excuses for the ankle, but I don't think he was 100% the entire season. I also think his approach, it's been developing. From time to time, he still gets left on left would give him some trouble. Breaking stuff would give him some trouble. He'd get over-aggressive. He's got a lot of things to figure out in his swing. That's okay. You bring in a new hitting coach, you theoretically revamp your offensive philosophy. Can the Pirates score more runs than they did last season? I happen to think that they can. We also haven't gotten to a few other parts of the Pirates that I think are relatively intriguing. And again, these are things that I think are not illogical to expect. I'm not saying they're going to go trade for Trey Turner. I'm not saying Shohei Ohtani is going to show up at PNC Park. They're not. The Pirates are what they are. And they're going to make you mad, and you're going to be upset, and you're going to say, I just wish they would spend some money. I just wish they would try to maximize this window. I get it. I get it. It's not absolving any of that. What it is trying to take a sober look at what they have, what they can have, and where this could wind up. starting with the thesis of 100 games, 56 and 54, a lot of that talent back, the changes we're asking to be made, they're not huge. You're asking guys that you have to produce more. Ke'Bryan Hayes is a big part of it. And I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor. I'm not. His back was a significant factor last season. But if you think back to what Ke'Bryan Hayes was at the end of 2023, he's probably their best offensive player. Those final 2 months had an 874 OPS. Hit 299, 10 homers, 27 extra base hits. Was fantastic. You know what he also was? Healthy. Wasn't a John Nunnally thing. It was health. He didn't have that at all last year. Again, I'm not saying it's any guarantee that his back's going to be better or hold up for the duration of the season. But if it did, I believe they have a pretty good baseball player at third base. Let's keep going. Jack Sawinski in 2023 hit 26 home runs. Jack Sawinski, from being around it, was more wrapped around the axle than any Pirates player when it came to Andy Haynes and what the Pirates were asking their hitters to do. Jack Sawinski is not a hitter that should be thinking all that much at the plate. He was thinking entirely too much at the plate. I'm going to go ahead and hope that Matt Haig, anybody else, can just sort of see what's happening here and say, Jack, here's the ball. Hit it. He's going to strike out. There are going to be flaws. But he might be okay. You've also got Henry Davis, and a lot of people will say that the Pirates overdrafted Henry Davis at 1-1. Yeah, maybe a little bit. It was strategic to spread their bonus pool around. I get that. But he was also a consensus top 10 pick. Regardless of where he was drafted, the entire baseball industry thought that this kid was pretty good. He's not suddenly terrible. He's not always going to stink. Andy Rodriguez has struggled some, has struggled with health. Both of them, I don't think they have an OPS higher than about 610. But what's to say that is permanent? Why couldn't they improve? You're not asking for the world. You're asking for young players with pedigree who have done things, who are thought highly of, to get a little bit better. And the comeback is probably going to be, it's the Pirates. I don't believe in the Pirates. They haven't developed enough talent, whatever. And I'm not saying anything other. Feel however you want. If you don't believe in that, fine. There's certainly evidence that they haven't done a good enough job developing people. They haven't. That's a fair criticism. My point is that it wasn't terrible last season, and it may not be terrible again. They may actually be reasonably competitive. Here's another one. That if you look at numbers, and again, strip emotion out of it, strip baggage out of it, strip the trade out of it. I don't like the trade. I spoke critically of the trade. I've written critically of the trade. I didn't like giving up Luis Ortiz and two top 20 prospect pitchers for Spencer Horwitz. I still don't. But if you look objectively at Spencer Horwitz and you acknowledge to be true baseball stats, listen to this argument. Spencer Horwitz last season had an OPS plus of 125. OPS plus, it's a fancy stat. It's interchangeable basically with WRC plus, where 100 is a league average. So Spencer Horwitz was at 125, which is pretty good. The sample size, 97 games. Again, 97 of 162. I'm going to say that's a fairly representative sample size. Not all the way there, but fairly representative. So Spencer Horwitz at 125. I wonder who else is around that number. Well, Jackson Merrill was at 125. Jose Altuve, 126. Matt Chapman, 125. Trey Turner, 124. Pete Alonso, 123. Those are names you've probably heard of. Alonso is a name that everybody's clamoring for, that the Pirates should go out and sign him. I wouldn't have any problem with it. I'm not off my rocker and I haven't gone insane. I don't think that Spencer Horwitz is a better baseball player than any of those guys. Of course not. That's crazy. But it's also possible to think about Spencer Horwitz and say, man, there might actually be something there. What if there is? What if they do get some offense from that position? All it is, again, it's not a defense. I love Adam Crowley, but he presented that when I came in here talking to him and Pat Bostick about, said I was going to go on a rant about the Pirates and looking objectively at what they have and what their season could look like. And he went on the air, said it was a defense of the Pirates. It's not a defense of the Pirates. I want them to spend money. They have holes. They have stuff they have to fix. Their bullpen needs to get a heck of a lot better. They need to spend some money on at least two setup guys. One of them a left-hander who can pitch leverage innings. They need to figure out what the heck's going on with David Bednar and Colin Holderman. Guys had problems tipping pitches, consistent execution of pitches, a lot of stuff. If you're the Pirates, and especially the way they manage starting pitchers where they don't particularly love letting them go the third time through, unless you're Paul Skeens or Mitch Keller, you've got to have a really good bullpen. You have to have a deep bullpen. They haven't done a good enough job building a bullpen. But that's the most fungible part of a baseball team. You can spend a little bit of money on relievers. Give me two relievers and spend in right field. Right? I mean, I don't expect that to be an endorsement. I don't expect anybody to go run and buy season tickets. I don't expect anybody to feel any differently about the Pirates. And that's your opinion. And my opinion is that the Pirates didn't show enough concern over finishing with 76 wins in back-to-back years, which isn't good enough. And it's behind pace for what they've tried to do. Total full-scale rebuild. Tear it down. They don't have enough talent in the minor leagues, in my opinion. They should have more for where they're at and what they've gone through. My only point is that I feel like the narrative around them or the feeling around them is nothing but pain and anguish right now. And it doesn't have to be. It can be remotely exciting. And Austin very much disagrees with me.
Well, the thing for me, Jason, that concerns me the most of any is I look at shortstop, I look at right field, I still look at first base, and I still see a lot of holes. And I look at a team last year that finished with the same win total as it did the year before, with just about a full year of Paul Skeens, who is the best pitcher in all of baseball in my mind. O'Neill Cruz healthy for a majority of the season. Yes, still nursing his ankle, but he was available. Jared Jones in your starting rotation. Mitch Keller back for another year. And it seemed like there was no dramatic difference for a team that had a more talented roster this past year, but compared to last year, ended up with the same amount of wins. And the fact that the bottom fell out at the very end, there were a lot of decisions that I did not agree with, especially in terms of the bullpen management. Carlos Santana, I would have preferred to be the first baseman. They probably should have moved off of Rowdy when they had the opportunity to. I feel like there were just a lot of things, and they have to own that. They have to own the slide that they went on after being two games. I went to like 20 games last year. Like I am as bought in as I can get, you know, to this and seeing a change. But I want to see significant additions this offseason, and that not just being the hitting coach. Like, they need two bullpen pieces, as you said. I think Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is better as a Josh Harrison role, coming off the bench, playing multiple different positions as a spark plug. I can't trust in Key Brian Hayes at third base right now, because other than a two-month stretch over the last couple years, he's not been able to consistently produce offensively. They moved off of Brian De La Cruz because he wasn't good enough. Okay, good. But they haven't replaced him. And as I watch the Cardinals make moves, but more so I watch the Brewers, who traded Devin Williams but got a starting pitcher back in return, and Nestor Cortez made a couple other moves. And I watch Chicago go out and acquire Kyle Tucker. I can't help myself but sit back and say that what's going on this offseason is just flat out not good enough to change my opinion of what they could be this year.
And you're not wrong. And you're not wrong. I'm not saying that opinion is wrong in the least. You want to be mad about it? Totally. I get it.
Well, it's not even mad. I just feel like it's realistic. They haven't changed much from a team that from a year ago finished with 76 wins.
Right. Which is a fascinating debate. But
you're depending on a lot of internal improvements from Jack Suwinski, who had a horrible year last year, who I know hit 26 homers the year before that. Like, I am concerned that Henry Davis is going to become like the Tony Sanchez's of the world, or the Mark Appel's of the world, or Spencer Torkelson's of the world, that people are hypothetically saying, what if you trade Henry Davis to the Tigers give him a fresh start, and Torkelson, you do a number one overall pick for a former number one overall pick, because both guys might just need a change of scenery. So there are reasons to be optimistic. There are, and I want to be optimistic for as big as a Pirates guy I am. But at the same time, until they add to the bullpen and they make a significant piece, two significant pieces that's better than Spencer Horwitz in the batting order, Jason, like I just feel like I'm being a realist in that regard.
And you're absolutely right, Austin. That's the whole point. I mean, you can present the argument that I presented. You can present the argument that you presented. And I think they're both reasonable. I do. I don't think it's wrong to look at what they did objectively and think that, well, if Ke'Bryan Hayes is healthy, he can play baseball. We've seen that he can play baseball. There's nothing stopping him from playing baseball. Jack Sawinski, you know, hit 26 homers. Like I said, there are things there that can happen that are realistic. I also understand people that look at it and say, man, I want to see you sign a real baseball player. I want to see you sign somebody for multiple years. I want to see you trade for somebody that I've heard of. Those people are right. They're right. I'm not saying anything different. The point was to lay out a rational argument for why there could be some hope. You can lay out a rational argument for why this team might be watchable. Expecting O'Neill Cruz to go for 2.5 BWAR or above, that's not crazy to think. A full season of Paul Skenes. Imagine if they do get two relievers. Imagine if they get two relievers. Combine them with a two-time All-Star. Holderman, when good, has been nasty. I've liked Majinski and Nicholas. Dennis Santana was really good. That bullpen would not stink. But again, there's a lot of ifs. I mean, anybody who has doubts about that relative to the Pirates, you are certainly within your right. I'm never going to tell somebody to feel differently about that because they deserve that sort of reputation until you disprove it.
Well, and I think part of my point is, Jason, like, if they do those things, then I agree with you. Like, I do think that there are a lot of points where you could look at on this team and you say, you know, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz in the outfield, good things can work there together. Nick Gonzalez, I'm optimistic on at second base. Joey Bart was a very good addition. I still wonder, where does Henry Davis play? Where are you playing your former minor league player of the year in Andy Rodriguez? How good's your bullpen going to be after David Bednar just couldn't get outs in the ninth inning last year?
Sure.
And Colin Holderman had a two-month stretch where he also struggled. So if you fix some of those things, then yes, I think they can. But there are a lot of ifs and buts and a lot of open holes that I think need to be filled that make those ifs even larger points of emphasis. So I mean, I do think that they can be right around 500 and potentially make the playoffs. But to make the playoffs, they need to make significantly more additions because Paul Skenes, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, and Bubba Chandler can take you there. That's just the reality. You win in baseball with starting pitching. You really can. So if you support those guys and help them out with a couple bats and a couple arms in the bullpen so that you don't lose their leads that they attain for you, then I think they can do it.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess I didn't even talk enough, and we got to get to a break here. But with, you know, Skenes, Jones, Keller, Bubba Chandler, very good chance he's up. Bailey Falter, etc. Johan Oviedo, Mike Burrows. But yeah, it's also fair to have questions. It's a fascinating discussion. We're